This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. If there is to be a vibrant, effective international labor movement in the future, the leaders of that movement will be the young unionists of today. That's why all the international labor organizations have youth committees or policy officers focused on young workers. One of those labor organizations is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents 16 million workers who are members of 700 unions around the world. Baker Kundakci is the ITF's global youth coordinator. In a recent interview, she was asked what the ITF is doing for young workers.
We're working with the union leaderships right now to be able to commit and protect these workers, to be able to include them within their union decision-making bodies and to take into consideration the current situations and the working conditions that they are facing. That's why it's very important for them to join these unions, to be able to be protected from the conditions that they are facing, because the world is already changing right now. And, you know, we're going through a massive change in terms of commerce. We're talking about e-commerce, the gig economy, the automation. And again, the majority that has been affected is young workers. And all of these things are within our strategy, the next five-year strategy, to look at how we can use innovative campaigning.
Another labor organization working to bring more young people into unions and union leadership positions is the ITUC, the International Trade Union Confederation. Jane Ninjoki is the president of the Youth Committee of ITUC Africa. She's an activist in an energy union affiliated to the Central Organization of Trade Unions in Kenya, COTU. Ms. Ninjoki has been working to bring more women into the labor movement in Africa through the ITUC's Count Us In campaign.
As we all know, in trade union, women are not represented well. And in ITUC level, we have a campaign called Count Us In campaign. This Count Us In campaign is about young women who are in leadership and who inspire to be in leadership. And we all know that for a woman to come into leadership, he has to undergo a lot of frustration, a lot of sexual harassment. So we came up with this program called Court with Queens, which is a program, it's a movement for young women in leadership in trade union. So these Court with Queens represent the women only under the age of 18 to 35, and still this is a youth bracket. I'm representing these young women in positions. So we felt like when we come with this movement helps us to raise our voice during activities. Our agenda is to make sure that our voices are heard. Women, they want to be in leadership, but they fear intimidation from the old men in leadership. So we felt when we come as a group, when we come as a movement, and we want to support this one person or two people, definitely they'll have that urge to apply for this position and vie for this position without intimidation. And through our support as young women, women will come into position and we'll be able to air our views. And things like sexual harassment will come now into pass, or at least it will come down. So I feel like in my position, through my support with the other elected youths in the delegation, through COTU, through the support of COTU in Kenya, where they are really supporting us to make sure that youth, the voice of the youth are heard, the voice of the youth are respected in whatever it costs. We are the voice of today and we are the voice of tomorrow. And we know that through the support of those on board and those people who know their rights, we are going to make it. And we always say that we, the youth, are the leaders of today, not the leaders of tomorrow.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.